Wild in our yard back home, so we never give it much thought. We guessed it's weeds or some kind of flowers, we didn't know what it was called. Then one day I was standing there talking, reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and then they got blurred, then everybody was gone. When I come to, my brother was there and he asked me what is wrong with my eyes. I told him there's glasses from chewing them weeds, he figured he'd give it a try. Spent the rest of the day and all that night just looking for my brother Bill. Then we seen him sitting there singing on top of the windmill. Next day we picked a big bunch of them weeds and put them in the sun to dry. Then we cleaned them, mashed them up, smoked them in a corn cob pie. Noticed some missing from the yard one day, knew somebody had been in our crop. But somebody who never smiled at all, called us, showed giggling a lot. But it wasn't long till the word got round, people was coming from Mars. They always got their griping and card, but when they left, they all smiled. It is real easy to find our place, all you had to do is follow the smoke. 50 miles, any direction, never met such friendly, happy folks. Of course, all good things gotta come to an end. It is the same with our weeds. Some guy from Washington dropped by one day. He turned white as a sheet. Well, he burned and dug and dug and burned. He killed all our cute little weeds. Drove away, we just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds.
Personal staff.
We smoked some hash.
And they all were smashed.
A monster hash.
They smoked some monster hash.
Whoa.
The mummy was toking on a ball. Wolfman said, don't bogart that, pass it along. The swamp thing was toasting, rolling on the floor. Laughing hysterically and pleading for more.
Whoa.
The scene was rocking as the werewolves moved.
Whoa.
To the undead reggae band's dance hall. Meanwhile in the kitchen, Frankenstein baked some Alice Beat Hopeless brownies and cakes.
We ate some hash.
We ate some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
It had the graveyard smash.
We ate some hash.
And we all got trashed.
A monster hash.
We ate some monster hash.
Whoa.
The party would have gone on till we all passed out. But just then we heard a blood-curdling shout.
Whoa.
Watch out, beware! Cover your necks. Dracula's got the munchies and he's totally red.
He smoked some hash.
He smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
He was completely smashed.
He smoked some hash.
That Transylvanian's trash.
I'll get your hash.
he smokes a monster hash. Now every night the dead rise up from the grave to partake in a happening THC rave. For you, the living, this hash was meant to. When you get to my door, just say the toys sent you.
We'll smoke some hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
And we'll all get trash.
We'll smoke some
from my personal stash.
A monster hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
The devil went to Jamaica. He was looking to sell some weed. He was doing fine. They were standing in line. It was excellent weed indeed. When he came across this young man who was likewise peddling pot, and the devil slid down the beach to the kid and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you kind of figured I'm a reefer head, of course. And after all this time, I guess that I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Now, your stuff smells okay, but this could tranquilize a horse. I'll bet a million in cash against your stash, because I think mine's better than yours." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and you ain't smoked nothing yet. One hit of this grass will kick your ass. You got yourself a bed. Johnny, roll a ball of hash and make sure it's the bomb, because the devil's got the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. You'll get a million smackaroos in cash if you can cope, but if you can't, the devil'll get your dope." The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. And as they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit. Damn! When the bowl was finished, Johnny said, "Hey man, that stuff was great, but fill your lungs with some of this and prepare to vegetate. Cannabis sativa, sweet Mary Jane. The devil's in the backyard frying his brain. Zigzag filled with a diggity dank. Hold on tight, it'll hit you like a tank." The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was." And they fired up doobies one by one. Ain't it gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.
Kids, do you like cannabis? Want to see me pack a fat bowl and then smoke out of it? Want to copy me and be a serious pothead?
Yeah.
Say things like dank, skunk, Buddha roach, reefer nugget?
Oh, yeah.
My brain said, "Wait,
just a minute.
I can't think another thought. This shit's all clogged up with tetrahydrocannabinol." And Johnny D says,
"Hey Dave, I'm pretty hungry."
"Well then let's eat.
I don't feel like walking, man. Want to carry me?"
Well, since age 4, I couldn't really feel my legs, because I smoked a fat joint or two every night before I went to bed. Got real stoned and started listening to Criss Cross.
Jump!
Felt really weird, kinda like I had some nip-ons.
Is it cold in here?
I smoke a fat pound of grass and enlarge my ass with some nachos and burritos, but I got a Taco Bell really fast.
"Come here, baby, you look really good right now."
John? Wait a minute. You're talking to my doorbell.
My English teacher wanted to smoke me up in junior high.
Shakespeare!
Only problem was, I was already pretty fucking high. I took a shot of vodka with a chaser, made a bong out of an eraser, asked my teacher to spread her legs so I could taste her. Walked into the strip club, I was pretty fucked up. Started splashing around on people's drinks like a little bear cub. Extraterrestrials packing a bowl while they're saying, "We ain't got the shit up on Mars, you know." Whoa. 99% of my life I've been baked. At my wedding I said, "Hey, fuck this shit," and ran straight for the cake. I told my wife our kids were going to be junkies, riding around in a Volkswagen and playing Kumbaya like a bunch of hippies.
You know you're really stoned when you can't feel your hands.
Where are my
running
hands?
Running around trying to figure out the meaning of your toenails, man.
Toe covers.
I went to White Castle and asked for a Happy Meal. Waitress said, "We don't serve those here." I said, "Dude, what's the deal?"
Stop the tape! I need to go roll a J! Hey, Dave, you got an extra nugget I could maybe take?
I already smoked it.
I don't want to come down. It's too fun to be high. Nah, I want to get baked every day for the rest of my life. Mayo or relish? I can barely decide.
Mm.
Let's put it on some cookies. Yeah, man. High five.
All my life, I was either baked or fried. I don't really have sex because I fall asleep when I try.
Not again.
I get ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I trip when I walk.
Whoops.
And my eyes are always either half shut or bloodshot. When I was little, I used to get baked and run into the wall. My parents took a hit, put down the bong, and said, "Aw."
I lie awake and prop my bong against the wall. Tell my friend Dave to light that some bitch from 12 feet down the hall.
Light it!
I get high and glad, and by the way, when you find my dad, tell him I'll see him in a little while when I get out of rehab. Nah.
Yeah, man.
Stoned out of your mind, man.
now the program that asks the question, does a young woman's search for identity and fulfillment take on hidden meaning? And can love overshadow the shadow of the hour? Stay with us now for heartrending contemporary drama on Love of Grass. As we join Debbie and Bob in their quaint but secure leather shop, Debbie is waiting on a customer.
You got papers?
This is a leather shop, baby.
Out of sight.
No papers, no incense, no bells, beads, bananas, pipes, posters, faunus, or pern, just leather.
Got no papers.
No papers, no incense, no bells, no beads, bananas, pipes, posters. Just leather.
Debbie turned suddenly at a sound from the store's back room.
Oomph.
Bob got out of bed.
Morning, baby.
Who'd I hear you talking to?
Dude wanted to buy some papers.
Oh, what'd you tell him?
Told him no papers, no beads, no incense, no faunus, no pern, no bells.
Billy been in today?
Yeah. Said Dave got busted.
Heavy.
They broke in last night while he was asleep. Found 8 lids under the back seat.
Well, that's a bummer.
A bummer indeed. Debbie paced the small leather shop nervously. 3 of those lids had been for her. Now, with her dope in the hands of the dreaded police, she wondered if she would ever be able to get off again.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, baby, this is a leather shop. Yeah, we take ads, too. The Hard Times Picayune.
The Hard Times Picayune. Bob's pride and joy. He had risen from street peddler to picture paster, finally to advertising manager. And he had helped build the Times Picayune into the country's leading underground paper. The only underground paper with a sports editor.
Right. What do you want to say in your ad? Wanted. Orange freak. With size 12 feet. No, you don't have to put in your name. You know, we'll give you a box number. Right on, baby. Ciao.
Despite the seemingly constant activity, Bob's enterprises were barely enough to keep him and Debbie going. But with the leather shop, the paper, an occasional job playing the 12-string Runa, and a little dealing, they managed to live a peaceful and uncomplicated life.
Chuck!
The rep to me.
In the back.
Debbie and Bob led Chuck into the back room.
I'm having a hamburger in the drugstore, man, and I got this package, dig?
Big package?
1 pound at least. So anyhow, I eat my hamburger and I split, and I forget the package.
You go back?
Of course I go back, and there are 1,000 narcs waiting for me, so I split again, only faster.
You didn't save the package, huh?
No way, man. No way.
Oh, wow.
Wow, indeed. 8 lids gone last night, and now an entire pound.
And 1,000 narcs chasing me.
Yes, and 1,000 narcs chasing the defenseless Chuck. What was he to do?
I gotta hide, man.
But where, man? All we got is 2 rooms, a bed, and a cash register. And you won't fit in a cash register.
And I wouldn't get too close to the bed. I've got it! The window!
You want me to climb out the window?
No, stand in it. They'll never notice you.
Yeah, here, put on this leather cape.
And leather pants.
And here's our $40 leather vest, Chuck. You really look out of sight in it.
Bob.
Sorry, here's a leather hat. Pull it down over your eyes. Out of sight.
Oops.
Here, pull the hat up till you get near the window.
Good, now get in the window.
And stand absolutely still.
I can't stand absolutely still.
Here, smoke this.
Okay, nobody moves. Answer.
Yeah. Out of sight. For sale. Instructions to make synthetic grass from household articles. Right on. That'll be in next issue. Gotta go, babe. Right in the middle of a bus. Ciao. Out of sight.
Okay. You got a guy named Chuck here?
No Chuck. No papers, no incense, no bells, no beads, but
shut up. Let me see your identification. Okay. What's your name, Bob?
Bob.
Okay. Search the place.
Wow, look, there's a fly in Chuck's nose.
A fly indeed. Chuck struggled to keep from twitching as he watched the narcs move into the store.
Bill, check
what's this?
That's my Runa. I play the Runa.
I don't think he could fit into anyone. What's in this box?
It's an electric motor.
Open it up. Close it up. Hey, a couple of you men take a look in the window.
Chuck's nerves tensed as the fly started walking up his nose. Debbie and Bob watched helplessly as the narcs headed straight for their defenseless friend. Will the fly leave Chuck alone? Will the narcs leave Chuck alone? Will Debbie and Bob ever be able to score again? Be with us tomorrow for another exciting chapter of Love of Grass.
Forgot to talk to you for a second. Today is today is Sunday the 22nd, but a couple of days ago was 420, and we all know what 420 means. That's the day of what's that stuff called again?
Marijuana.
Oh yeah. So we're doing a song thing today about smoking pot and stuff like that, because right. Okay. So we started with Mondo Fax, the singing judge, and that was Ave Marijuana. Wildwood Weed from Don Bowman, song by Jim Stafford. You all know. The Toys after that, Monster Hash. The Devil Went Down to Jamaica from David Allen Coe. Some Anonymous Person, and some anonymously titled, non-titled thing, a takeoff on Eminem. I don't know what it was called, but I knew you'd had to hear it today, so brought it to you. Out of Band Experience after that was Groat Clusters and Love of Grass, Part 1, from the Conception Corporation. A lot of this stuff came off of YouTube today, and I'm really disappointed with your YouTube posters. I wish you would, do a little more research here, find out who these people are that you're posting, because people like me are sucking it off. Not paying for it, by the way, but we're sucking it off there, and we're trying to send it to other people and identify it. So if you would please just identify these things so I don't look like a damn idiot. Thank you. I appreciate it. So today we're working on 420 and smoking and stuff like that. So like I always say, smoke them if you got them. Go out, light it up. I don't care. And I don't know. I'll just play some music for you, okay? I'll come back and talk about it later, okay? It's okay.
I love my reefer much as I love my
folks, I love my wife. Don't you tell me it's illegal, 'cause it's legal in my mind. I follow a higher law. Don't you tell me it's illegal, 'cause it's legal in my mind. You know it's good for the spirit. Best medicine you can find. Liquor is quicker, but if you drank too much booze, you know you're bound to get sicker than a person who puffs. Can smoke a whole lot of stuff and still be able to talk and not fall down when he walks. Just like a drunkard might do if he's had more than a few. Unlike the smoker of weed, who won't go crazy in speed. I would never think of sharing a ride with a person who got liquor inside. Whereas I drive across this land with a reefer in my hand. Not to mention that a party with reefer always be nice and mellow. People sitting around feeling like bowls of jello. That's why I'm a reefer smoking man. Way back in 1965. Well, I'm a reefer smoking man. From way back in a sometime in the 60s. You know I credit marijuana for keeping this boy alive. Here comes now. Hey!
What?
Don't this evidence make sense? I'm asking you folks.
Yeah.
Don't this evidence make sense? Let me hear you say
yeah.
I know this evidence makes sense. We got such a believing crowd. You know, folks, here in North America, the two most prescribed drugs today are Prozac and Viagra. That's a sad statement on our society. You start smoking reefer, you fix your problem and put a smile on your face. I'm a reefer smoking man.
I wrote it.
Folks think that I'm crazy. Say I'm foolish as can be. They're just jealous because I've been out in the backyard smoking tea. Say I can play the piano and I'm pretty good on the stage. It ain't no lie, I'll tell you why I've been outside blowing gauge. Gin and Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola and gin. Take it here with a Mickey fin. A big fat stick of tea will make me grin. You take the whiskey and you give me the gin. The folks say that I'm lonesome. Say I'm blue as I can be. Well, if you're smoking that jive when I pass by, gauge, save the roast for me. I'm lonesome. Say I'm blue as I can be. Well, if you're smoking that jive when I pass by, gate, save the roast. Ain't talking about camels, save the roast. I ain't talking about luggage, save the roast for me.
Lock the windows and close the doors. Start the party up once more. Hey, hey, let's get gay, 'cause stuff is here. Everybody grab a glass, 'cause the good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, 'cause stuff is here. Piano man falls upon his stool, plays that piano like he's nobody's fool. Everybody grab that glass, 'cause the good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, 'cause stuff is the party up once more. Hey, hey, let's get gay, 'cause stuff is here. Everybody grab a glass, the good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, 'cause stuff is here. Piano man falls upon his stool, plays that piano like he's nobody's fool. Everybody grab that glass, 'cause the good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, 'cause stuff is here.
Sure to end on marijuana. It's the kind of stuff all the dreams are made of. It's the thing that white folks are afraid of. Up in Harlem we go, a marijuana jazz, smoking reefer to puff away, yeah, the misery. Go away, go away, go away, misery. Blow, blow away, blow away. Get beyond the worrying. Go away, go away, worry. Blow, blow away, blow away. Must wake up and work in the morning, must get by the brooding at night. You can't change this world you were born in, but I declare you can be walking on air. Hear the angels sing away, helping you to fling away your worrying and your troubles.
Mexican sunlight, but the Mexican sunlight seems so lifeless and cold. Sad and forlorn, I try to find consolation with a mad desperation that I cannot withhold. Soothe me with your caress, sweet marijuana, marijuana. My distress, sweet marijuana, please do. You alone can bring my love back to me. Even though I know it's all a fantasy, and then put me to sleep, sweet marijuana, marijuana. With your caress, sweet marijuana, marijuana. Help me in my distress, sweet marijuana. Please do. Back to me, even though I know it's all a fantasy, and then put me to sleep, sweet marijuana.
Been a long time, been a long time, been a long, only, 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 only since.
Okay. Well, it looks like the pipe's going out, so let's stop and read the list. We started with Somebody Anonymous, The Potheads Anthem. I think that sounded like Janis Joplin, but I don't think so. It would be too good to be true. Morgan Davis, Reefer Smokin' Man. Mary Jane from another anonymous. Buck Washington from The War. Save the Roach for Me. The Stuff Is Here from Cleo Brown, Smokin' Reefers, Cab Calloway. Gertrude Michael, Marajuana, M-A-R-A-H-U-A-N-A, Marajuana. And Quixotica, yes, Quixotica, as you'd always imagined her, smokeable. And I'll tell you the truth, I don't smoke anymore. I haven't smoked in almost, it's coming up on 7 years. I am a truck driver. I am subject to random testings. And regardless of whatever else you may think about the health benefits or drawbacks to marijuana, two facts remain. One, it can get your body thrown into jail. And number two, it can cause your body to become suddenly unemployed, which would be the case for me. Now, I did get caught a couple of years ago with dirty pee. Yes, I admit it. I'm not ashamed of it. The real travesty about that is that as a result, I had to go to health classes. You know, rehab health classes. 3 nights a week, 3 hours a night for 6 weeks. It was like sitting in seventh grade health class again. You know, with films whose basic thing was, you know, drugs are bad. Mm-hmm. And I had to speak to a stupid therapist once a week. I had to not work. I was suspended from driving the truck anyway. I could drive a car. And my boss had to scramble around, find somebody to fill my shoes. The state wants you to be unemployed in that case, but my boss was bigger than that, so I was grateful about that. But it cost me about 4 or 5 grand in lost wages. Cost my boss about $3,000 or $4,000 in various expenses, and the insurance company turns out they got billed for $17,000. That's why it's illegal. Also because they can detect it for 30 days. So anyway, all right, enough editorializing. Let's get back to work here. I'll be back soon.
A lost mustache, my ounce of hash, must be here somewhere. I hit it so good I can't find it myself. I'm pulling out my hair. And I know it couldn't be that my friends would steal from me, and it's still a full moon, I'm bound to find it soon. A lost mustache, my ounce of hash, can't find it anywhere. It's on top of the shelf and underneath the chair. It's gotta be here somewhere. In the secret place, in the toe of my sneaker, I was sure that it'd be there. But I could just remember where I had it last. I could solve this dilemma, make it a thing of the past. My lost mustache, my ounce of hash, probably just going too fast. Sit down here and mellow out a little bit. Play Mahler harp and slow it down. It'll show up somewhere. But it's boring slow and it's frantic fast, and I still ain't found my hash. My old dog Pete looks on up at me, he looks tired, maybe really smashed. So I looked at Pete and said that the light is dawn, and Pete just looked at me and yawned and yawned and yawned. A lost mustache, my ounce of hash, I think I know where it went. And I still believe a dog is man's best friend, but I'll never leave my stash, my ounce of hash, on the kitchen table again.
Roll another. Yeah. La la la.
Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high. Yeah, because I got high.
Hey,
because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
I got high.
Come on, man. Don't,
go,
come on, man.
Go, go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President,
baby, I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
La da 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 da
la da da da. He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, be doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop. Oh, bring it back, bring it back.
I heard there was a secret plan that David smoked, and it pleased the Lord. I bet you really wanna try now, don't ya? Well, you roll it up, then toke and toke. You hold it in, and then blow it out. Everyone is smoking marijuana. 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 Well, your weed was strong, but you needed proof. This song was made by On the Roof. Its beauty and the thick smoke overthrew you. You fell asleep on my kitchen chair. You broke my table that wasn't really there. And from your lips you drew the marijuana. Ooh, ooh, marijuana. before. I smoked that joint and passed out on the floor. I used to be a moron before I smoked it. I've seen those plants on your neighbor's porch. Next time you steal or find a roach, please share that awesome shiznit, marijuana. La 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 la. I was really high when I made this song. Believe it or not, I smoked all night long. La 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 la, blah 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 blah. So remember me when you're high as fuck and you're sharing weed with a guy named Chuck. When every breath you keep on smoking, legalize it, do not hide it, and be proud.
Han, the Pattersons are coming over, and we only have about enough grass left to roll one joint.
Oh, that's okay, Ted. I'll just mix it up real good with this.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm making Marijuana Helper.
Marijuana Helper?
That's right. With Pillsburger's new Marijuana Helper, there'll be enough of this Colombian to go around for everybody. And look, Marijuana Helper makes our dope look as rich and potent as the best red bud.
Marijuana Helper.
Now you can get as much as 3 ounces from every ounce you buy, thanks to Pillsburger's new Marijuana Helper.
Honey, you're a genius.
There. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Pillsburger's new Marijuana Helper from the makers of Angel Dust Cake. Pillsburger.
It really works.
Young, pay heed to me before it is too late. There's a vicious plant that looks so innocent, but its stem comes from the roots of hate. Marijuana, the devil's flower. If you use it, you'll be his slave. Marijuana, it brings you sorrow and may send you to your grave. Think of all the heartaches and suffering it brings, countless the tales that could be told. When you get the habit, you'll sink right into sin, for the devil's got you in his fold. Marijuana, the devil's flower. If you use it, you'll be his slave. Marijuana, it brings you sorrow and may send you to your grave. If you're ever tempted by anyone at all, hold your head up high and just say no. Think about your future whenever you get that call, and your family that loves you so. aren't I the devil's flower? If you use it, you'll be his slave. Marijuana, it brings you sorrow, and they send you to your grave.
Marijuana, you're the devil in disguise. You promise things no man can realize. On flights of make-believe, you send the mind. You're a one-way trip to a world of another kind. Your petals may be found across our land. And I reckon you're mean enough to grow in sand. In a backyard garden or a high-rise window box, you're there in the country or among the city's blocks. Marijuana, you're the father of the lie. And sometimes I'm made to wonder why that folks are deceived by your flower and held the prisoners of your mystic powers. Marijuana, your leaves could tell a tale that would chill. But you won't talk, and I guess you never will. For it silently you prey upon the youth as they search for love and peace and truth. Marijuana, may your name pass from the scene, and may the world forget you've ever been. And if folks should wonder how you fell, we'll say the devil planted you in hell.
Tonight on E! Entertainment Television.
Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening. And drug abuse is not a crime. And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
Tonight on E!
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male and the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smokes marijuana cigarettes. Reapers, that is. I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two at time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints. Then I smoke two more. A big slip of some good, some still, yeah. Smoke two cigarettes the day she died. Ficka, 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 ficka. Is he where you ever caught stepping? the best you can. But then one day I met a man who came to me and said, all work good, all work fine, but first take care of
you, but I got the munchies now. Huh. And I haven't even been smoking. Really, 7 years, honest to God. Except for a month when I was recovering from cancer. My doctor told me to find something to stimulate my appetite. I said, Doc, I think I know something. We started that set with Jamie Brockett. He was the guy, remember the Titanic, Fairly Well Titanic? Lost Mustache, that was. Afro Man, Because I Got High. Marijuana on the Roof. Stevens and Gridnick, Marijuana Helper. Two songs with the same basic name, two different people. Mr. Sunshine gave us The Devil's Flower. And Johnny Price, The Devil Flower. Marijuana, The Devil Flower. We heard a bit by Killer Spam. A little bit of filler there for you kids. And Macy Gray. That's right, Macy Gray, Smoke Two Joints, a song by The Toys. You heard the original last week. All right. So I want to thank my good friend, Dr. Dave Kearns. He provided me with a microphone. I played his song last week, sent him a copy of the pod, and he said, man, you got to get a new microphone. And lo and behold, he had one lying around and ran it down the hill to me. And here it is. I think it sounds pretty good. What do you think? Okay. Anyway, next week we'll be back with more stuff. Next week will be a wild card grab bag week. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. There'll be a slight twist to it. It's not going to be quite as random as usual, but I'll explain that next week. Remind you to go to the playlist archives page. We have all kinds of YouTube stuff for you to look at this week. Pretty pictures and things about the killer weed, etc. So you want to go check that out. In the meantime, have a good week. Stay out of trouble, for crying out loud. Don't drive and smoke at the same time. All right? That's all I can tell you. Behave yourselves again. Stay out of trouble. Did I say that? Yes, I did. All right? I'll see you next week. Bye.
Now the program that asks the question, does a young woman's search for identity and fulfillment take on hidden meaning, and can love overshadow the shadow of the hour? Stay with us now for heartrending contemporary drama on Love of Grass. When we left Debbie and Bob, the police were searching the leather shop for Chuck the dealer, who was hiding in the window disguised as a clothing display. Chuck was struggling desperately to keep from sneezing as a fly walked slowly up his nose. One sneeze and it would be curtains.
He's got to be here somewhere. Take a look in the window.
You take a look in the window. It's 4 o'clock. I'm off duty.
So am I. Don't any of you kids leave. We're sending the next shift down here to look in the window.
Let's get out of here.
Boy, that was close.
Help me out of all this leather stuff.
You okay, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm okay. You got any dope?
Well, we figured that you'd... Hey, Smash, how you doing?
I just ate a Kawasaki.
Ate a Kawasaki?
I said I did, me and the gang.
The gang, indeed. Smash had quit the Masons to become the legendary leader of the most dreaded motorcycle gang.
Club!
The most dreaded motorcycle club in the state. The infamous Hell's Bells.
You got any dope, man?
Have I got any dope? Is the sky blue?
You got any dope?
I said I got dope. I got this hash.
Is it any good?
This hash come directly from my old lady's ex-O man's cousin, who got it straight from the hands of the guy who got it from the road manager of the Organic Rhythm Airs, who got it as a special present from a chick who actually once met Mick himself. Is it any good?
Yeah, is it any good?
Don't push me. You got a pipe?
No pipes, posters, bells, beats.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, here's a pipe. Yeah, this is a leather shop. Right. We published the Hard Times Picayune.
The Hard Times Picayune. Bob's pride and joy. It had started as the Lancaster Cat Letter, and Bob had built it into the country's leading underground paper, the only underground paper with a furniture section.
Okay, give me your ad. Erotic acts between my buffalo and your girlfriend. You watch, I watch, we all get off. Yeah, we'll give you a box number.
Bob, I want you should make something for me.
Another pair of leather sunglasses?
No, I want to put leather tires on my bike. The front one should have a picture of my old lady, and the back one should say you've just been run over by the Hell's Bells.
Yeah, we could do that.
Hey, Debbie, this pipe's all clogged up.
I think there's another pipe in the back room. Try some of this stuff in the meantime.
What is it?
Snuff.
What do you do with it?
You shove it up your nose.
Shove it up your nose, mother!
No, don't hit him, don't hit him. Debbie, go find that other pipe.
Debbie went into the back room to begin searching through a 2-year collection of debris. Bob, Chuck, and Smash were growing impatient when the front door opened and...
Where's my daughter?
Daughter? This is a leather shop.
No daughters, no pipes, no posters.
My daughter's run away.
There's no runaways here, man.
Can I leave a picture of her here? Maybe if someone will recognize her, I...
Sure, yeah. Just stick it up on the wall right next to the door.
Thanks. Okay, bring in the picture.
Hey, you can't put up a billboard in my store.
Picture of my daughter. You said I could put up a picture.
A picture of his daughter, indeed. The distressed father ordered his 6-man crew to hang it up on the wall.
There. Someone's sure to notice it.
Notice it, indeed. Bob, isn't that...
It sure is, Smash. It's Debbie.
Debbie, indeed. Will Bob's old lady be wrenched out of his life? Will Debbie ever find that pipe in the back room? Will Nixon end the war? Be sure to be with us next time for another thrilling episode of... Love of Grass. Thank you.
people in my dining room. There was bread and jam all over the place, and chicharron grin on everyone's face. You couldn't smoke in my dope. Hey, baby, been smoking my dope, and you're driving us crazy. Looked on the table, saw an empty can. I said,